The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
To the third hour here tonight, and with you it is Johnson
and Annika
and Mark,
and we have been talking all about what's going on in Israel, and we've been talking on about what's going on in Auschwitz. They've been doing this banning of singing. It may be for austerity. It may be just some overzealous guards. We're not sure. We've been talking a little bit about a tax on sugar in Connecticut. If you want to talk about any of these things or whatever is on your mind, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But first, we will go to your calls, and we will talk now to Liz in Michigan, who has, I think, some kind of interesting story to tell us about women going to the bathroom in a group. Liz, in Michigan, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I'm a dinosaur now, and I live in a rather small town, but I've lived in a lot of student ghettos in my day. And no, women don't go to the bathroom by themselves. The really timid ones don't even go out after dark when most women are getting raped. They go to the bathroom in groups, and they do that so they can gossip, and so they can put on makeup and share things together.
This is in regard to the unisex bathrooms we talked about last night?
Yes, and if I go into a bathroom and there's toilet paper in there, that's a bonus. If there's soap there, that's a bonus. You know, isn't there something bigger and better to worry about than the bathroom?
Well, I would hope, but apparently it's going on at some college campuses. What do you think? Do you think that unisex bathrooms are a better idea, or do you think that, the bathrooms split up by sexes?
I think that people that are that worried about it should continue to go in groups.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. I think so. You know, what will happen? What could possibly happen if they all walk in a big group? Like they always have.
Not much, I would think, especially if one of them has a handgun. They'll probably be in pretty good shape.
Exactly. That's all I had to say.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that'll make men start going to bathroom groups? Is that, they have unisex bathrooms and women are all going in groups?
Nope.
Well, we have to make sure that their hair is properly gelled and their muscles are looking all chiseled and such.
Yeah, that's what I do in the bathroom.
Excuse me, ladies, can you zip me up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk to Luke in West Virginia, who wants to talk to us about the implications of electing a libertarian. Luke, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
you wanted to talk
about.
Sorry, what was that? Go ahead.
Something I've been thinking about lately is, the election, the midterms are coming up soon, and I mean, I've been reading about that guy, the pizza guy, one of the Carolinas, I forgot which one. He might actually win. I doubt it. But then you have a lot of the other elections where the steam might be going for a third party. I'd say the Libertarian Party actually get a...
I'm not familiar with this. Did you just say the pizza guy?
There is some Libertarian pizza delivery guy who's running for office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this like... who was that guy who owned like Godfather's Pizza that ran in the last election?
Papa John's? No, I have no idea.
Herman Cain, right?
Herman Cain, the Federal Reserve Chairman of Kansas City, wherever.
Yeah, right, right.
He's a real conservative, sure.
Right, right.
But anyway, I'm thinking, okay, what if someone gets elected to one of these offices, and the media can't spin that. They can't think, someone like Rand Paul or Ron Paul who have libertarian leanings, and then one day label them libertarian, one day label them conservative. And if someone has an L next to their name, and someone on election night has their district colored in gold, they are a libertarian. What happens when they don't necessarily aren't, they're just Democrat or Republican light? Because Democrats or Republicans are so anti-freedom that, someone who just isn't that could win.
The Libertarian Party is a little different than the Democrats and the Republicans in that the Democrats and Republicans pick their primary winners through just votes. I mean, they pick their general election candidate through a primary. So I could say I'm a Democrat, even though I'm a pretty unconvincing Democrat. and if I happen to get enough votes on primary day, I'm the Democrat. Whereas the Libertarians appoint, and usually just beg, but they appoint their candidate. So at the very least, they've had the vetting of the local Libertarian Party.
Well, I don't say this because I don't know what's going on here, because 2 years ago, I helped to push to get Libertarians on the ballot. You know, no one has to file anymore because of the work that, you know, my campus group did. But I'm thinking, you know, a lot of Libertarians, I look at their different candidates, I'm thinking they just have the idea of, you know, socially tolerant and fiscally conservative, but not from the idea that, hey, people have rights and you're not allowed to throw people in cages for dumb stuff. You have the right to your body. That's not where they're coming from. So if they get to Washington and they're one of these people who isn't really someone who is a Libertarian, but still appeals to your non-thinking voters the same way Republicans and Democrats do. You know, they may be a world better than them, but they are the one person who gets in there, and what they do and everything they do is the idea that everyone's going to have of every Libertarian that goes to Congress.
Oh, yeah, I think
they're
that...
They're not very good.
It could be a very different. It could be very bad if we, for instance, elect a Libertarian to, you know, some major office, and people are like, and then they're not as Libertarian as they're supposed to be. Plus, then there's just sort of the things that happen. You know, I mean, if you elect Rand Paul, for instance, even if he does act like a, you know, straight line Libertarian all the way on every issue every time, and I don't think that he necessarily would do that.
Extremely unlikely.
But if he did, he's still going to have to deal with whatever the world throws at us, and he's only got 5 years to be right or wrong, and he's not king, he's just president. So he has to deal with the laws that are sent to him. So the worst thing for the liberty movement might very well be getting a Libertarian elected to a major office.
No, that's kind of what I'm saying, because it's what I'm saying. It may not be. You know, make sure when you're going around doing your grassroots thing, supporting people, make sure they're not just some guy who's going off the coattails of everyone who actually did a lot of grassroots work to get, you know, people.
And I think that's extremely true. I think that's extremely true that you really, really have to be sure that the person who you are rooting for is principled. That's why I think so often that myself and also, you know, Ian especially doesn't support someone like Rand Paul because he's not principled. You know, that's why. You know, I supported Mary Ruart in the last election or the election before when she was actually.
When you say Rand Paul isn't principled, what do you mean? The things he says or the things he votes on? Because I suspect you haven't looked at his voting record.
I've looked a little bit at the voting record, but let's talk about, like, for example, you know, droning people coming out of liquor stores.
That's just the stuff he says.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
He doesn't pitch Libertarianism the same way as Father does.
There have been some votes that he's made that have been extremely questionable as well. I mean, I'm not prepared to tell them to you right now because I don't care. I just care that I just know enough to know I don't like that guy, and I don't know all the exact details. I don't want to spend my time focusing on that. But if I, you know, if I wanted to, I could go get you a list if you really wanted to know what votes I think of his are extremely questionable.
Because from what I've been able to see, it looks for all the world like he says stuff to appeal to conservatives in order to get conservative backing, and then he votes in a way that is quite understandable, libertarian-oriented.
Well, I'll look into it, and I'll get back to you on that, because I don't think that's
every time he does something libertarian-oriented, they say he's just trying to build alliances with progressives and things like that, instead of saying, hey, he's doing this, and here's the reason, because he believes in or this works better or something. It always, whenever he does something that, you know, gets a very good popular opinion, maybe on the left, it's always he's aligned for progressive, not he's, that's the libertarian part. Whenever he does something that doesn't appeal to the left, he's a dirty conservative. Or even, you know, they'll slap libertarian on very negatively, but whenever he does something positive.
Luke, do you have any final thoughts for us tonight?
Just watch who you're supporting. Watch who you're donating your time, your money to. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I want to thank you for the call, Luke. So, I mean,
one thing I know for certain is we're going to have a president after this one.
Yeah.
you could pick which one you think you'd like it to be. I don't think in the general election that your vote counts for much. I don't think that there's been a... I'm almost certain. I'd be willing to bet a large amount of money that they're among the... I think it's probably close to 1,000 general election, presidential elections, because each state has its own election.
Right.
Every time. So, and they elect for the electorates. I don't think there's ever been one where it just separates by one vote.
This is Free Talk Live, Sunday Edition.
The Mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home laminate and Tranquility vinyl flooring for 20% off, and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidator.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You are listening to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. And we are here talking about all sorts of things. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about Auschwitz. We're talking about sugar taxes. And if you want to call about any of those things, you can give us a call, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you want to contact us, you can also give us a call via Skype. Just add username lrn.fm.
You can get your bitcoins or other cryptocurrencies at expresscoin.com. It's the best choice for buying bitcoin, dogecoin, litecoin, blackcoin, darkcoin, because it's fast, easy, completely legal. They're licensed MSB and inexpensive. Expresscoin.com it prides themselves in their customer service, so much so that the back end of their website, they just revamped it completely so that they can be even more focused on meeting your needs. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, or go to a local credit union that has shared branching. You should probably call ahead, but there's likely one within 10 miles of your house. You can go there, make a deposit. You'll get your cryptocurrencies within a business day. That's fast. ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. And this is one of the few ways of getting Bitcoins without giving information. You don't have to give a license or anything like that when you get your cryptocurrencies by going to a credit union. You just make the deposit. You get it sent to your address. ExpressCoin.com. Now available in Canada, by the way. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40, without paying any fee. ExpressCoin.com.
So I've got to use ExpressCoin because I've got a small confession to make. A lot of people have thought for some reason, like for a while, like especially at Porkfest, thought somehow that I was some kind of like Dogecoin expert because I was one of the first people to mention Dogecoin on FTL. And I never purchased any. I don't own any. I really want to at some point. I just haven't really gotten around to it. So, Danica, what would you say? How has your experience with the Doge been so far?
Well, I would say that if you're wanting to invest in Dogecoin, do it now. I mean, I think you can get 4,400 Dogecoin for
it's
a dollar.
Going to the moon.
It's only going to the moon. Such value. Many wow. you know, it was really funny because when I was vending at Porkfest, I had a couple of people ask if I was taking Dogecoin. I told them they could send me tips if they wanted to in Dogecoin. Other than that, like, it's just been a really fun thing to talk about. One of my friends did a promotional video.
To Shire Dude.
Yeah, Shire Dude. Hi there, Shire Dude. He went around making a documentary, and I told him, we only accept Dogecoin here, and you told him to shoot that, and he wasn't doing that.
People can find that if they search on YouTube for like Shire Dude Dogecoin or something like that.
Oh, they even have Vern Supreme talking about it.
Yeah. So the Doge is taking off. At any rate, we've been talking here about this singing going on at Auschwitz and the banning thereof by the guards, and we've got another call about that. We've got a call from Dave, who is calling us from high atop the Purple Majesty. Maybe some kind of bunker in the Rocky Mountains. I'm not really sure. Dave, are you there?
No bunker, man. Just out in the open in the beautiful sunshine up here high in the Purple Mountain Majesties, man.
Fantastic.
Hey, yo, how you doing tonight?
Hey.
Doing all right.
Long live Free Talk.
Yeah, love the Free Talk Live, man. Hey, the Dogecoin, man, you should jump on it. I remember just, 5 years ago, if you bought one Bitcoin, they give you 10 of them.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, remember? So you never know, man. Buy $100 worth of Dogecoin, man. You might be having 10 grand later.
Never work again.
Yeah, that would be an investment these days, too. If you bought like, you know, because Bitcoin's now worth roughly around $600, it'd be like, you know, you spend $600, get $6,000. You know, why not?
Yeah. You know, Johnson, I remember you saying that a friend was telling you that she was offered to do some sort of commission job, and the guy offered to pay her 100 Bitcoin, and she was so mad that she didn't accept it because that's $6,000 roughly now.
Yeah.
Hey, talking about the Auschwitz singing, we have the Thomas Jefferson Memorial. If you dance, they'll tackle you to the ground and smash your face in the cement
Good
for
point.
Dancing.
This is an amazing thing that they started a group. It was Bureau Crash. They don't really exist anymore, but they were sort of a liberty-oriented
action group. Was it Bureau Crash? I thought it was after Bureau Crash.
I think the people of Bureau Crash.
Free Talk Live should get a busload of dancers, man, and let's go dancing at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial.
All aboard.
Go dance at the Thomas, Thomas Jefferson Memorial.
We can go in Daryl's short bus.
Everybody start waltzing, man. We could all start waltzing.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be walking to Poland, but, you know, if we I do think a tour would be an interesting idea, just to go to all these different places.
Well, Google Maps just tells you to go jump in the water and swim all the way there.
Like a really hard triathlon. Dave, did you have any more thoughts for us?
Well, I was just trying to say here we're talking about complaining. Wow, singing. And I think it's governments think that they could just push us around and tell us what to do at our own memorials. You know, these memorials are for the people.
Right, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is these are places for the people, not for the governments, but the governments get a hold of them, and they got these rules or whatever, and it's amazing.
I don't understand why they would prohibit dancing, because you're not destroying the monument.
And not making noise, distracting anybody, you dance in silence.
Well, there was something else, actually. There was a quote, and I can't remember the quote, from Thomas Jefferson specifically. There was some sort of quote about dancing. It was almost like a quote about dancing at a memorial that Thomas Jefferson had, and they were honoring the spirit of what Thomas Jefferson wanted, which was freedom. I mean, for the most part, so it was ridiculous to have this state oppression going on at the memorial down there. But when did that dancing take place? That was like 2010, 2011.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, something like that, 2.5 years ago.
Well, I would say that was the most recent incident where Adam Kokesh and a troop, including Meg McLean, got thrown to the ground.
Yeah.
But this was, it started like 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
With the Jefferson Memorial 1,
right.
One person got arrested, but they kind of shoot out a bunch of people. It was a very, very interesting story.
Yeah.
Maybe we were overdue for another visit.
Yeah, but busloads.
We can go in Daryl's short bus.
Well, look what happened for dancing at Wounded Knee. And Indians started dancing again, and it freaked them out so bad, man, that they slaughtered a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I don't know much about what happened at Wounded Knee, but it's certainly...
It's all about the ghost dance. They started a ghost dance. They were trying to start a new life for themselves. And they were celebrating through dance, and it scared them, scared the pale face. And they said, they can't be dancing. They can't be dancing. Look, they're dancing again.
We
know?
Can't have happiness here.
Those damn pale faces.
So let's start dancing all over, man. Dance in the streets.
Totally agree with you. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Dave.
If it's a revolution that doesn't have dancing, it's a revolution I'm not interested in.
Yeah, exactly. If you
want to, you can dance if you want to.
Call us about revolutions. If you want to call and dance if you want to,
you can leave your friends behind.
You can leave a tyranny behind.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is the Sunday Night Edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday night edition. You can give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is the show about your calls. But first, Mark.
My Magic Mud. It is a... It's a tooth mouth cleaner, and what it does is it whitens teeth, and it gets your mouth clean in a way that I have never experienced before. When I use My Magic Mud, I don't wake up the next day with that kind of film on my teeth. It feels like I just finished brushing them the next morning. Now, it doesn't taste like I just finished brushing them the next morning. It does, however, feel that way. And it's amazing stuff. I'm not going to ever do without My Magic Mud because I think it's a great product. And I'll use it for the rest of my life, whether they continue advertising on Free Talk Live or not.
Let me ask you, Mark, do you have samples of this stuff? Because I've wanted to try this stuff for a while.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I have it at my house in a box that I was supposed to bring the last couple of days. So I would normally be handing you right now your own little tub of My Magic Mud. And they're actually increasing the amounts going in the tubs now. And it's black as midnight, and it's a tooth powder. And you use it for 2 minutes.
Right.
And you'll see difference.
Do you use a brush with it, or do you use your finger?
No, you use a brush with it.
Okay.
I use my Sonic Care toothbrush thing. Right, okay. And in 2 minutes, you'll see an immediate difference in the way your teeth look.
Right.
You'll, though, whitening isn't exactly the right word. Stain removing is probably the best thing. You don't even know you've got stains on your teeth. You don't look at them that much. You just kind of, you know.
I do. I've used the Crest white strips in the past, you know.
This doesn't have any of the chemicals in it.
Right.
And that's really what sort of separates it. You can swallow this stuff.
Right.
And it's fine. There's no big deal. So mymagicmud.com, I recommend it. Take a listen to biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole's explanation about the benefits of My Magic Mud at mymagicmud.com. Don't take my word for it, even though I've had an awesome experience. Take the dentist's word for it, mymagicmud.com.
So we've been talking about a lot of stuff here, but one of the things that we briefly touched upon and mentioned was Herman Cain, because somebody was bringing up about results of libertarian, what could possibly happen with a libertarian election, and mentioned the guy in, where is it, there's just some libertarian pizza guy running?
I think it's North or South Carolina.
North or South Carolina, and so I kind of joked about Herman Cain because he was running, and he obviously owns Godfather Pizza. So we've got Chris calling in from the police state of Connecticut. Chris,
yeah, that's me.
You wanted to talk to us a little bit about Herman Cain as the chairman of the Federal Reserve, or not the chairman of the Federal Reserve, but he was like a chief in some state, right?
St. Louis.
Well,
St. Louis.
Yes, good evening, lady and gentlemen. I was going to go off on a typical anti-Federal Reserve rant, as I usually do. I have only several vices, but hitting the Fed is definitely one of them. And yes, Herman Cain you had mentioned, so I figured I'd say it. I think like back in the last presidential primary for the Republicans, you know, Herman Cain was popular for a while, and they always mentioned him as a pizza guy, basically, for like 20 times to every one time they would mention that he was former head of the Kansas City Fed, because the Fed is so unpopular and they couldn't tarnish him with that. That was a long breath. And it kind of shows that we have the Fed up on the ropes. Us obsessive Fed haters like myself want to see some kind of fair and honest money, if at all, in this country. And another indicator of that is that Federal Reserve boot camp that I had talked about last week that I see is now up on your website, freetalklate.com, or freetalklive.com. So I'm happy to see that up there, where the Fed is now trying to indoctrinate little children into thinking that they're good people.
Yeah, right.
So let me ask you, we have them up on the ropes, and if we keep buying Bitcoin and Litecoin instead of that Dogecoin crap, we'll keep them.
There's nothing wrong with Dogecoin. So hurt. Very sad.
Well,
Litecoin,
you know,
is way better, people.
Go get Litecoin. Go to ExpressCoin. You can get all of them. But let me ask you this. So, just a side note question. Did you hear when we were talking at the beginning of the show from your police state, this new sugar tax?
Yeah. And of all the things to... I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't think it's even worth talking about.
It just comes natural.
So what do you think? I mean, I don't know. Is there any activism to be had there?
It's very typical of the people in my state put that way.
Yeah. I'm aware. I used to live there myself a couple of years ago before I made the move here to Keene. I lived over in the Fairfield County area.
I grew up around Storrs, Connecticut.
Yep. So you're like towards the middle. I was right next to Sandy Hook, essentially. And, you know, that's fun too. I've got friends from the area who, you know, would go to firearms and, you know, go to ranges in the area. And, well, that's kind of stopped for the most part, because there's not a whole lot you can do. I mean, it's just getting more and more restrictive, and you can't travel to, you know, if you're in New York or if you're in Massachusetts or if you're in any of the states that are bordering Connecticut.
Well, that's why I joined the Free State Project 2 days ago, as I was intending on doing for years anyway, and I'll get now. As soon as I, you know, can buy some land and safely and efficiently live in New Hampshire without being a mood.
Well, that's right. You're the 48-second video, right? You're... this video that just got...
48-second video?
Somebody posted a video to YouTube, I believe, of Mark, how to get someone to sign up for the Free State Project 48 seconds. And I believe that's your video. This happened on Thursday.
I've been drinking, so it's not giving too much credit.
Hey, the best things happen when you drink, right?
Maybe.
I'm not sure that always works.
Well, Chris, anyway, do you have any
guys,
final
don't
thoughts?
Somebody else talk. I'll yield the rest of my time. So you guys,
okay, thank you so much, Chris. Thank you for the call. Have a good night. So, yeah, Connecticut, cesspool of bureaucracy. It's just awful. I mean, I'm very, very glad to get out of there. And every time I go back and visit, actually, And I'll just admit this on air. I've got this sort of like unhandled registration, vehicle registration situation and like vehicle tax situation there. So every time I go back to Connecticut, I'm always find myself wondering, I hope I don't have a warrant out for my arrest because I know that my vehicle registration permissions have been suspended and I just never took care of it.
You really should take care of that because otherwise something's going to come and bite you in the butt.
Eventually, but I've already, like, I've got everything all handled in New Hampshire, so it's, like, all already taken care of. Like, I've moved on. The timing was just perfect where I guess they were going to be handling that, but I registered my vehicle just before that would have been a problem.
Mm.
So I kind of feel like, well, maybe I beat the system there and it's all done for, but
I hope so.
I definitely know that there's probably some taxes that I need to take care of and say, hey, you know, I haven't been living in your state for a while and that needs to go away. But I'm just hoping that there isn't something else with registration plates and all that stuff. I need to just take care of it, and I've got the paperwork lying around somewhere, but they haven't been bugging me about it for like a year and a half, so...
They probably just figured it.
But again, it's just one of those things. Every time I go back to visit the state, I feel considerably less free because, you know, I'm always wondering what all this out there.
I always feel that way when I go to Florida, too. You know, there's some kind of random car stop there. And, you know, I just don't feel like taking the activism into hand and say,
right.
Exactly. What's your probable cause? Do you have clear, articulable suspicion for stopping me? No, this is just some random stop of everything. But I guess I won't show you my license.
Right.
You know, like I would like to take that stand and probably would take that stand in New Hampshire. But down in Florida, I don't need that trouble.
I don't know. I'm still not very much of a fan of taking stands against the tickets. I like to talk my way out of them whenever possible. In fact, I was pulled over the last time I was here on the show on my way home. You know, I just try the approach of just being deferential and friendly and respectful to the officer, and I don't incriminate myself, and I...
You and your white privilege.
Exactly. And I ask for my way out of the ticket and try to, you know, be like a pally pal with the cop and take advantage of my white privilege and try and talk my way out of the ticket, and it normally works almost every single time. So, you know, that's... I just prefer to not deal with the state at all if I have to, and that seems to be the easiest way to get that done, and I don't want to spend a day in court fighting it, and I will if I get a ticket. I certainly will go fight it and make it as much of a hassle for them as possible and drag it through the mud, but I don't want to do it if I don't have to. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, but. Well, I threatened my last speeding ticket to, you know, go to jail for it. Fortunately, they let me do community service, which I then did announcing at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for.
Well, if you have any thoughts about tickets, if you have any thoughts about singing at Auschwitz, if you have any thoughts about pizza guys, or, you know, if you are a pizza
or
guy,
Doge,
or Doge coins, or sugar taxes, or any of that, you can give us a call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Again, this is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the final segment of the third hour, but we still have some time for your calls if you want to make them. That's 855-453. That is 855-450-3733. If you want to call about and talk to us about whatever you want to talk about. Mark, I'm just going to do this right on air. Do you have anything else to talk to us about tonight in terms of, you know, those people that, you know, pay the bills and whatnot?
No, there are no live reads, no.
Okay, well, you know what? Then let's talk about the other people that help pay the bills around here. If you want to help Free Talk Live and you like what you're hearing, you want to get this into more people's ears, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking $5 a month to help spread Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. So if you like people hearing Liberty content on the radio and you want to hear people, you know, you want other people to hear this, that is the best way to do it. And, you know, it's unlike those other radio show hosts, it's not a charge. There are some perks to being an amplifier. There's like an fewer advertisement podcast feed, I think. I don't know, Mark.
Recorded ads in the amp podcast.
There's like an amp only forum. There's like a Facebook group that you get some access
to.
Yeah, it's nice.
Pretty much the forum these days.
I mean, it's pretty much just a few perks that are like you can talk with the other people who are really into Free Talk Live, and it's, you know, that's a nice little benefit. So if you want to help get that into more people's ears, amp.freetalklive.com. You know what? I'm just going to go to this call just completely. I have no idea who this is or what they want to talk about, but they've been holding for like 13 minutes, so let's find out. Caller, are you there?
I am.
Who is this?
How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
From Santa Monica, California.
And what's your name?
Dave.
Dave from Santa Monica, what do you want to talk to us about?
Hey, You know, Mark, it's pretty interesting that you don't like going down to Florida because you were convicted of murder down there.
I was convicted of murder down there. Yep.
Yeah, you're a convicted murderer, and it's really great that, you know, you get to promote all these things and all this kind of stuff, but the guys you murdered, he's still dead. And the family...
Well, I didn't murder anybody. I didn't kill anybody, Dave. You've called in on this several times, and here's what I want to know, Dave. This must be bothering you. There must be something you want. What can I
want? No,
do
I want
for
him.
You? Well, then why do you call?
Because I think that you should be reminded. Actually, I would like to call almost every day. I think you should be reminded every single day that you're a murderer. And that
I am.
Except he didn't murder anybody. So
well, I didn't kill anybody,
say?
Dave.
Oh,
you don't seem
okay.
to. You know so, how come, then, Dave? You we've had this discussion.
You didn't take the word of a murderer. He said he didn't murder someone.
Well, Dave, there are three people in a hotel room, and two of them are dead. The only word you can take at this point is mine. You can decide whatever you want, but you're deciding based on
your story several times, right?
Well, I was in prison. Would you go in with the story, I didn't do it? Or would you go in with the story, yeah, you weigh 125 pounds.
I thought I read that the reason that they picked you up is because you'd been bragging about the fact that you were the one that strangled them.
Well, but that's the newspaper. And there are certainly some people.
So we're supposed to believe somebody's a convicted murderer over a reporter.
Well, do you believe everything you read in the papers, Dave?
Nope, but I don't believe you either. When
don't
you
believe
involved
me.
In his murder.
Dave, how can I make you whole on this one? I mean, I don't know.
Whole?
I don't know what to do for you, man.
Making me whole. It's not about making me whole. I remember I called you. The first thing I asked you, before I even mentioned the murder, I asked you, do you believe in reparations for crimes? And you said, you do.
Yeah, I do.
You've done nothing for any reparation for your crime.
That's not true. I've done everything that's been asked of me.
No. You did. What did you do for the family?
Everything that has been asked for me. The family was involved in whatever sentencing
that's
was.
That's the beauty of someone who's such a freaking hypocrite. Because you say, I did everything that they asked of me. Yet
what
I
do you want me to do?
What I believe is in personal recognizance, or personal, not recognizance, but personal reparations for things. But I did everything that they asked of me. So you can't blame me just because I was holding someone down when someone else was.
Are you just grasping at straws? What do you expect them to ask of him?
He's already said.
What do you want?
He's already said he disagrees with me politically, dude.
Yeah.
And this is just his way
just
of smearing me.
It really is obvious.
Politically.
What's that?
When did I say I disagree with you politically?
When you were on the air, you said you disagreed with me on about 40% of the issues.
What did you expect the family to ask him?
But I agree with you maybe on 60%.
What did you expect that
every Democrat and Republican can do that, dude?
Yeah, well, but you just said I disagree with you on the issues, but I agree with you on probably 60%.
What did you expect the family to ask of him? What did you expect the family to ask of him?
I didn't expect the family to ask anything of him.
So then he's done everything that the family has asked from him. Thank you for the call.
At some point, you just got to move on and leave the past in the past.
I mean, thanks for the call there, but you're repetitive and obnoxious. He's done everything that the family has asked of him, and you're like, well, you're a hypocrite because of that.
I don't know.
It's just like, what are you talking about?
Well, Dave represents a certain amount of people out there that are upset.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know what to do about it.
Right.
Like, here's my options. My options are, because what Dave wants me to do is shut up.
Yeah,
that's what he ultimately, that's where it comes
from. You're supposed to be guilty
Dave wouldn't
all the time, forever and ever.
He wouldn't have had a problem if he never heard me on the radio, right?
Right.
So essentially,
I wonder if he does the same thing when cops kill people's families.
Well, no, he's never going to.
No, of course not.
An opportunity to have that that conversation. But, you know, like, my choices are to continue to live my life and do the best job I can. To be, to live a life that makes the world a better place, or to kill myself. Those are my choices. And I don't think that's going to help my wife and my kid or anybody else in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
It's just going to make people who are angry that I disagree with them on some political issue or another feel better. Yes! I mean, the vitriolic, retributive voice out there in the world, it might make them feel better, but it's not going to make the world a better place.
Right. Well,
he doesn't like that I talk about morality and have had moral slips in my life. Well, here's the surprise: everybody has.
Right.
So we have another call on the line who wants to talk about Dave in Santa Monica. We've got Steve calling in from St. George, Utah. Steve, are you on the line?
Yeah. Hey, the first time I ever heard this Dave guy from wherever he calls from, because he gives a different city each time.
He sometimes switches his name up, too.
Yeah. He was beating on Mark for that, and it was the first time I ever heard Mark talk about that. And I heard Mark say at that point that he did whatever was asked of him, and the people wanted him to go to jail, and that's what he ended up doing. I had never thought of that before, that people want somebody to go to jail, and that is a form of reparations. I don't know how he can't get that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I wish that the family had other options at the time. I think that like justice could have better been served. But the problem is that with the way that this antagonistic legal system works, you never really get a chance at the truth. And I told lies. There's no doubt about it. My 17-year-old ass tried to lie my way out of it, and nobody was going to believe me at that point. And so it looked worse than what had sort of happened.
And it's ridiculous to think here that 70 years later that you'd be the same person.
70? That's fine. The old guy in the show.
And also, the judicial system has done its fair share of problems, too. You know, I've had to turn its ugly eyes on me and accuse me of things that were just insanely stupid. And I was the culprit. But what they said was their alleged crime was just insanely stupid. It wasn't even close. I mean, I risked a second-degree felony for just taking a bond over to jail. How stupid. I mean, that was just
taking a bond?
Stupid. Yeah.
Just bailing somebody out?
Yeah. And they were saying I was impersonating a bail bondsman because I wrote my own bond. Fine.
That doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Oh, I know. None of it makes sense. I mean, this is a municipal mafia. Municipal doesn't just mean city. It traditionally means country. And we just got a mafia running the place. You know,
yeah.
We got thugs and goons running around beating on people. And we got morons calling in and saying, hey, you didn't pay your debt to society. Well, who is the society that you're pretending that I owe a debt to?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Steve. Unfortunately, we do have to run. We're coming up here on the end of the show, but I want to thank you for the call tonight and for your thoughts. Do you have any, 2 seconds, final thoughts here before we go?
Thank you for letting me on.
All right, thank you so much for the call, Steve. And this has been the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It has been Johnson here with you.
With Danica.
And Mark.
And if you want to call, you have to do it tomorrow night. You know, in the meantime, check out freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Check out our YouTube channel. Check out the promote page. You want to promote us, AMP, all that good stuff. Go to shop.freetalklive. And this is it for the night. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Good night.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force. Taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. free. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.